This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
June 30th is always a reflective day for me. Not because of the anniversary of the Kevin Durant signing, which obviously didn't exactly work out, or some sports moment. June 30th, Tiki Barber, is the halfway point of the calendar year. Ever think of that?
No.
We are halfway through 2025.
That's nuts.
Is that not depressing?
It is, because it feels like the year just started.
I know. Oh, I know. So June 30th, the end of June, means we've accomplished 6 months. We got six more months. And it got me thinking about something I'm looking forward to in December, which is, of course, the second annual Evan and Tiki Presents 25 in 25, which is our countdown of the greatest New York sports moments the calendar year.
That's right.
And I shouldn't say greatest. It's most memorable more than it is greatest, because some of the moments are bad. And so here we are halfway through the year.
Yeah, we could not put together 25 great moments only.
Well, it would be memorable.
So yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of memorable stuff.
There's just not enough great moments in New York sports as of late.
What's the number one thing that jumps out at you?
So far?
So far. We're 6 months in. We're halfway through the year. What jumps out at you is the most memorable moment of New York sports so far in 2025? I have one, by the way.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Losing a 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Really?
Yeah, just horrible.
That's number one to you?
Yes.
Wow.
I wasn't going to put that number one.
Really?
I mean, it's up there. Don't get me wrong.
It's definitely there.
Oh, no. It's a part of the conversation.
It's one of one. It's historic.
It is. But that's not my number one.
What's your number one?
I'm going to surprise you with this.
Hiring of Aaron Glenn?
No. Why'd you say that in such a mocking way?
I don't know.
The hiring of Aaron Glenn. No, believe it or not, though, it is New York Knicks related. And I think you're being very disrespectful.
New York Knicks beating the Celtics.
Beating the Celtics.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks have like five moments that dominate this list, good and bad.
I would agree with you.
Like beating the Celtics on that Friday night, the same night that Juan Soto makes his return. I think that's probably number one. You know what's number two, though? Firing Tom Thibodeau.
That's number one, not beating the Celtics.
You put that number one?
Yes. They fired their coach after losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, that's number one.
And that's not a good moment or a bad moment if we're being fair about this, because we don't know how that's going to work out.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
But we'll know by the time we do the December.
Oh, I don't know about that. In December, we're going to know if the Knicks made a good coaching hire or not?
I think we'll know as soon as he's hired.
No.
I promise you, man.
If they hire Mike Brown tomorrow, that's a good hire or a bad hire? You have no idea.
Good hire.
Oh, you're going to say good hire?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's someone who knows what the hell they're doing, it's a good hire.
I know, but ultimately,
if it's someone who has no idea and they're just kind of, I'm going to figure it out as we go along, it's a terrible idea.
But that hire could still work out.
It could.
Like, we're not going to know, is my point.
Maybe.
In December of 2025, we're going to know good hire or bad hire?
That's what, 2 months into the basketball season?
Correct.
We'll know a little bit.
We'll know a little bit. I don't think we're going to know the answer. Mm. All right, so your top moment so far, memorable that is, of 2025 is blowing the big lead against Indiana game one. Mine is beating the Boston Celtics to advance to the conference finals first time in 25 years.
Yep.
Sean's is firing Tom Thibodeau. Do you have a guess what Tommy's going to say? It's not even going to be Knicks related. I got a weird feeling it's going to be
something. It's going to be the Giants drafting Jackson Dart.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Tommy, the floor is yours.
I'm going to cheat here, though, admittedly. I think if you take that Friday night and you couple the Juan Soto return to the Bronx, Bleacher Creatures listen to Tiki, they turn that back on him. Simultaneously, the Knicks at Madison Square Garden punching their tickets to the Eastern Conference Finals. That, to me, is a documentary. That night in New York City, to me, is the most memorable night
and
we've had
all
year.
And you have to make a decision.
Yeah,
to
right.
To go to the game
exactly.
or go home and watch.
Correct.
And I think you can, because if you remember back to last year when we did 24 and 24, one of the top moments was coupling together Mikal Bridges being traded to the New York Knicks with the Yankees playing the Mets in the Subway Series.
Mainly because we were there.
I think it's partially because we were there, but it was also really shocking and memorable.
Well,
I think
it's sometimes shocking and memorable because the whole stadium was like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
You're right. And what's funny, it goes back to what we're saying about the coaching hire. We still don't know a year in if that was the smart trade or not. Right. There's a lot of Knicks fans who say it wasn't. There are some who are like, yeah, come on, he made big defensive plays down the stretch. But the Knicks do dominate this list. Now, obviously, that has a lot to do with the fact that the Jets and Giants have essentially not played a game yet. The Mets and the Yankees haven't played postseason games yet. Mm-hmm. The hockey, I mean, what the hell is there to say about the hockey?
Kreider getting traded would be a moment.
So you cut yourself off.
Kreider getting traded would be a moment. Not number one.
I'd give you a hockey moment bigger than that.
Don't tell me the Islanders drafting number one overall.
The New York Islanders winning the lottery.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. The fix.
Yeah.
Okay, good point.
Fix or not, it was a shocking moment. I put Islanders winning the lottery up there. I think with the baseball stuff, it's weird. I mean, there really isn't anything, you know, you want to say Juan Soto's debut at Citi Field?
No, to me, the Soto one is where Sean thought he quit on a baseball field, which ends up being, you know, an idiotic take. But that night in Boston, we remember that night where he took the six pitch or whatever, how many pitches from Crochet. You don't think that was memorable?
No.
Met fans were basically ready to trade the guy.
Yeah, but you know
and
the way
that
it
was
is.
The one where he said afterwards, I was hustling.
I think that was all part of a day or two, you know, that was right after the Subway Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He couldn't see the ball or whatever. Remember he claimed that?
He was taking a few pitches.
I've already forgotten about that.
Well, now you remember him. When you remember it,
Do you think that's a memorable moment from this baseball season?
I think if you look back on the takes that people had that night, it becomes more memorable. People thought he quit on a baseball field.
I'm
sitting next to one
of them. Because he got hot not too soon afterwards, you don't it doesn't stick with you.
Yeah. I don't think the
baseball... I remember it, but it's not... I don't think it'll make my list.
I don't think the baseball season's really had it yet. I think other than Judge's return, I'll definitely give you Judge's return, the way the crowd reacted, but even that game was sort of unmemorable. Like, what the hell happened? You know, Aaron Judge tipped his hat and mocked it, and then the Yankees won, and they ultimately won the series 2 out of 3. But I don't think there was anything too defining out of the Subway Series.
We could get one this weekend, though. The way the Mets are going, good or bad. Either the Mets turnaround starts with them thumping the Yankees, or the Yankees bury them and you're like, oh my God, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. And think about the Yankees last season. Like, the memorable Yankee moments were all from October last year. Like, you didn't have a lot during the regular season other than opening day against the Astros. Opening day against the Astros was one of those things that stuck.
Right, where Soto was awesome as a right fielder.
Yep.
Obviously, he got on. He hit well, too, but he was throwing out the guy at home plate. Like, yeah, it was that demon being exercised.
Yeah. And from football standpoint, I do think it is the Giants trading up and ultimately drafting what they hope is their quarterback.
Right. The Jets had such a quiet offseason. I don't think it's anything.
Yeah, it's hiring Aaron Glenn.
Other than moving on from Aaron Rodgers, but you kind of expected that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think with the Rodgers stuff. It may be Aaron Rodgers basically lighting the organization on fire with Aaron Glenn and the Pat McAfee interview.
Right, right.
But at that point, I think most Jet fans had just basically moved on.
Yeah, you didn't care. You just felt like sour grapes. Whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything for us. Good riddance.
I got the sense I was one of the few Jet fans that actually cared about what Aaron Rodgers said. I think most Jet fans were like, whatever, it's over.
Right.
So there's a lot to be seen in the final 6 months of this calendar year, but for the first 6 months, it's all Knicks.
Right.
And it shows you how the Knicks have sort of dominated the first half of this year, and here's what's crazy. There's more to come because they're going to hire a coach. Now, it may not be shocking, may not be anything crazy, but they're going to hire a coach. And who knows? Maybe they do surprise us with an offseason move we don't see coming.
Right.
It's not going to be Kevin Durant. I know they're holding out hope that Giannis Antetokounmpo becomes available. I think that's very unlikely. We'll get to the LeBron James stuff coming up in a little bit. So there could still be another Knicks surprise before we start this season. But yeah, Thibodeau being fired, closing out the Celtics, and you do bring up a good one, the collapse in game one. Probably more so than losing game six. Wouldn't you agree? Think about what you said. You brought up game one. You didn't bring up game six.
I don't remember the game.
I agree.
I remember what happened in game one. I know they lost. I don't remember game six, though.
I think
the details of it.
I think when we're sitting here in December of 2025 and we're being reflective on the year that was, the Nick moments that will be on the list are closing out Boston.
Yep.
Blowing game one against Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Thibodeau being fired. Those are the three big ones. I don't know if anyone else breaks into the list. Am I wrong?
Maybe game six against the Pistons, but I don't think it's strong enough to get into that conversation.
No, because they were supposed to win it.
How do we feel? The Knicks ones are good. Do we like Super Bowl Sunday? You had obviously the Eagles and Saquon winning. You had the Aaron Rodgers news that broke earlier in the day. And then, of course,
that's up there.
And the turncoat, Strahan waving the flag. There's a lot of memorable moments.
Yeah, I think that football Sunday. Those are the ones that may be up there. Obviously, this upcoming season may provide, they better provide more.
Right.
But you do have the Rodgers thing breaking on Super Sunday, which is big. Like, you're sitting down, getting ready to watch football, and here we go. Aaron Rodgers is going to be cut. Because at the time, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, we were sitting here debating what the hell's going to happen. I don't think the Strahan thing stands the test of time. I think Giant fans have moved on.
Yeah, because he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Are you over it, Sean?
I till Tommy said it, I had forgotten it happened.
Yeah. I could tell. When that happened...
Somebody else tried to bring it up recently, too.
I don't
remember.
Yeah, I think it may have been a bad tiki.
I think it was, actually.
I just can't believe Sean's stance on this.
I'm not surprised, because when we brought this up the Monday after the Super Bowl...
Because you get it. It was for entertainment purposes.
It's not... That's not him. I think what happened was Tommy wanted to burn it down. Like, Tommy with Seth Rollins. Burn the whole thing down. Unretire the number. You're dead to me.
Take him out of the Ring of Honor.
And Tommy's got a long memory. So if you would have asked me then, hey, what's Tommy going to say on June 30th if you bring this up? I'd have said, oh, yeah, he still hates him.
Mm.
Sean gets mad and then gets over it.
Right.
Like, he's a very quick healer, especially when it comes to the Giants. So I'm not surprised that you've already moved on.
Yeah, I was upset with it. But in the end, like, okay, Giants got a new roster now. Let's go. I'm not worried about waving a flag.
No, I agree. I'm not even ripping you. I'm just saying you guys are different. You're a quick healer. His wounds will last forever. Like, he will never forget. There will be a show 13 years from now. Tommy's going to be doing some big-time show on remote 13 years from now. And PR person will be like, hey, you want to, Strahan's going to sit down. Strahan's going to sit down. And the first thing Tommy's going to say to him is, You remember that crap you pulled 13 years ago?
Did you have to do the fly, eagle, fly?
Am I right about that, Tommy?
No, you're 100% right. It'd be my first question. Read the room, Mike. It wasn't the time for that bit.
And the audience at the time is going to be like, what? Did that even happen?
And he's going to say, it was a TV show. There was no room.
No, I think Strahan's going to forget he did it.
You're right.
I think he's going to say, "What are you high right now? You're like, right. What are you asking about?"
Real quickly, Evan, for TV purposes, ESPN and MLB have resumed talks to renew their TV contract. So that's not dead now. It's the Night Baseball thing.
I wish MLB ran from ESPN and never looked back, but that's just me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.